بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ربي هب لي من الصالحين فبشرناه بغلام حليم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل شعرة حسنة في سوال الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم ما هذه الضحايا يا رسول الله قال ملة أبيكم إبراهيم قالوا فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة حسنة قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Brothers, please join me in reciting durood. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أما بعد. علماء كرام, respected elders and brothers, we are very rapidly approaching the great day of Qurbani and sacrifice, which is less than a week away from now. Inshallah, next week Thursday is the day of Eid al-Adha, in which we will carry out the great act, sacrifice, that was commemoration of great personality Ibrahim alayhi salam, his son Ismail alayhi salam, and this practice carried on, and it was resurrected or it was reenacted by our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from then till today, this act of sacrifice and qurbani takes place across the world. Everywhere where there are Muslims, there will be this reenaction or this reenactment of this act of qurbani and sacrifice. Now, my dear friends, who was this personality? Who is this great personality, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? It is very important to know this personality, and not just to know him, but to emulate him, to follow him, to become those who are his spiritual offspring, those who are regarded as his spiritual children. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to him as a father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to him as a father to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it in the Holy Quran as Millata Abikum Ibrahim. Millata Abikum Ibrahim. This is the millat and the way of your father Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to all of us that Ibrahim is our father. Indeed, he is our father. He is our spiritual father, and we are his spiritual offspring, and we are his spiritual children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Millata abikum Ibrahim, huwa sammakumul muslimin. He is the one who kept your name muslimin. He named you Muslim. So Ibrahim alayhi salam himself was Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about him in the Holy Quran, walakin kana hanifam muslima. He was a Muslim. Allah refers to Ibrahim alayhi salam as a Muslim. And in turn, Ibrahim alayhi salam refers to us as Muslimin. So he was a Muslim, we are Muslimin, and he is our spiritual father. We are the spiritual offspring. The offspring, the children must know who is the father. What kind of a son who doesn't even know his father? He doesn't know anything about his father. He doesn't know anything about the qualities of his father. Especially if his father is such a great, noble personality, we will say he's an unworthy son who doesn't know anything about such a great father. Everybody else wants to claim him as a father. We know that the three great religions of the world, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all claim Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is regarded as what they call the patriarch. The patriarch means a fatherly figure. Every one of them claim to be associated to him. The Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear in the Holy Quran, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear in the Holy Quran that Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًا. He was not a Jew. وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا. He was not a Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was on the path of the pure way. He was a Muslim. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not from the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers. The idol worshippers also claim to be associated to Ibrahim alayhi salam and him as their spiritual father and they as his followers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no. He was not from them. They were not from him. Neither was he from the Jews, nor did the Jews follow him. He was neither from the Christians, nor did the Christians follow him. Who are his offspring? And who are his true followers? Inna ulan nasi bi Ibrahim, lalladhina taba'uhu, wa hadha an-nabiyyu walladhina amanu wallahu waliyyul mu'minin. The true followers of Ibrahim are who? Lalladhina taba'uhu. Those people who followed him. Wa hadha an-nabiyyu. And this Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walladhina amanu, and the believers, these are the true followers of Ibrahim. So my dear friends, if we want to be the true followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we regard him as our spiritual father, and we consider ourselves to be his spiritual offspring, then all the wonderful attributes of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his outstanding qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of at so many places in the Holy Quran, we should be striving and aspiring to develop those qualities in us. After all, whose sunnah are we practicing? قَالُوا مَا هَذِي ضَحَايَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this slaughtering of animals? قَالَ سُنَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. It is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim. Even Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to Ibrahim as our father, your father. Quran says, Millata abikum Ibrahim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your father Ibrahim, he is our father. So we are following this great sunnah of his on the day of Eid al-Adha, the act of sacrifice. We are doing it in emulation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. From then, this great act, We are to do this great act in emulation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. From that time onwards, this is a practice of Ibrahim and those who are the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So it is important to know who is Ibrahim alayhi salam, to inculcate the attributes and qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the beautiful attributes and qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him in the Holy Quran as an imam. قَالَ إِنِّي جَائِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah says, I will appoint you, Ibrahim, as an imam. He was a leader. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also conferred upon him the title of Khalil. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah has taken Ibrahim as his friend. So the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam is to be Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was also Siddiq, the one who was absolutely, totally truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu kana siddiqan nabiyya. Wazkur fil kitab Ibrahim. Innahu kana siddiqan nabiyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Ibrahim alayhi salam in such glowing words. One of his outstanding attributes and qualities was, though he was just an individual, but Allah refers to him as an entire nation and community. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, Inna Ibrahima kana ummah. Inna Ibrahima kana ummata. He was regarded as an ummah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And qanitan, he was regarded as one who was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qanitan lillahi hanifa. Again the word hanifa, that is, this is one of the attributes of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That he was one who was firm in his tawheed and belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Straight on the path of righteousness, straight on the path of tawheed. With no compromise. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. There was no vestige of any form of shirk in Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refers to Ibrahim alayhi salam as a role model. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have a role model in Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to him as an uswa, as a role model. So these are those titles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had conferred upon him. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَحَلِيمٌ أَوَّاهُمْ مُنِيبٌ. Amongst the qualities and titles of Ibrahim alayhi salam was, he was Haleem. He was extremely tolerant. He had the quality of tolerance and patience in him. This quality, unfortunately, of tolerance and patience that is lacking so greatly in the world today, is lacking in the Muslim Ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salam was an embodiment of that tolerance. Today, every little thing we become angry. Every little thing we blow our fuse. We get upset by little things. Where is that quality of hilm and tolerance? Allah refers to Ibrahim alayhi salam as Haleem, one who had the quality of tolerance. And Ismail alayhi salam has also been conferred the title of being Haleem. Awwahan, Muniban, these are also the attributes of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was one who turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again. He was always inclined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who was penitent, one who was always repentant unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quality of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, my dear friends, these are those qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam, those attributes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the kind of heart that Ibrahim alayhi salam has in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Is ja'a rabbahu biqalbin salim. When Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, biqalbin salim, with a heart that was absolutely sound and pure. He came to Allah ta'ala with a sound and pure heart. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran elsewhere, about the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That is the day when wealth, offspring, these things are not going to benefit anyone. You can't flash your bank balance before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot show your property portfolio to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, I was the owner of so many properties and I had so much of assets that I had accumulated and built up and I was extremely wealthy. That wealth means nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yes, what will be counted, what will be regarded as something to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. To come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heart that is salim, a heart that is sound, a heart that is clean, a heart that is pure, a heart that is not diseased and sick. We have two types of hearts in this world. One is called qalbun salim, a pure, sound, healthy heart, not from the physical point of view, but the spiritual side, a pure heart. And then we have on the other hand, qalbun saqim. We compare the two. One side qalbun salim, the other side qalbun saqim. Qalbun saqim means a sick heart, a heart that is full of sickness, a heart that is full of spiritual maladies, all kinds of spiritual ailments, the quality of arrogance, the quality of pride, the quality of ostentation, the quality of love for wealth, the quality of haste, the quality of jealousy, the quality of malice. These are all the spiritual ailments and maladies. And on the other hand, we have a sound heart, a pure heart, a clean heart, a heart that is embellished with all the beautiful attributes of Iman, Yaqeen, Taqwa, Tawakkul, Tawazu, Sabr, Shukr, Zuhd, Qana'at. These are those beautiful attributes of belief and faith in Allah, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, piety, humility, gratefulness, patience, abstinence from the worldly things, contentment. These are those beautiful attributes of the heart. A great scholar of Islam from Delhi, the world-renowned scholar, Shah Waliullah Dehlawi, Rahmatullah Ali, he would address the rulers of Delhi, the Mughal emperors of Delhi, and he would say to them, O rulers of Delhi, O emperors of Delhi, when you die, you will go empty-handed to your graves. What are you going to take with you? But when I die, I will take with me the jewels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, Allah's recognition, all these jewels of these beautiful attributes of Iman. I will take all of these jewels with me to my qabr. These jewels will come with me to my grave. This is the real wealth. This is the actual wealth. This is the asal wealth of a mu'min. Qalbun salim. To work to develop that kind of a heart that we can present it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do an examination of our hearts. We go to the hospitals, we go to the clinics, we go to the doctors, they put the ECG on, they scan the heart, they see the condition of the heart. They decide whether this is a healthy heart or it is a sick heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have his own ECG, so to say, on the day of Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will examine our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then see that what kind of heart was this? What kind of heart have we brought and presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala does not want, he will not accept a heart that is polluted with the pollution of kufr, with the pollution of shirk, with the pollution of arrogance, pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept a heart that is full of jealousy and malice. Such kind of a heart cannot be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised Ibrahim alayhi salam. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart. Allah is praising the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Holy Quran. May Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us all qalbun salim. And may we make that necessary effort to develop the qalbun salim. If this doesn't happen, that if we want a healthy physical heart, what will the doctor say? You have to go on diet, stay away from all the things that, you know, the cholesterol, the things that will shoot up your cholesterol. You have to go on a strict diet, make sure you don't eat that fatty stuff that is going to clog up your arteries of your heart. You have to do exercise, certain amount of, minimum amount of exercise that is absolutely mandatory to have a healthy heart. If you don't do these things, you're in trouble. We believe that you have to do certain exercises to have a healthy physical heart. We believe that we have to go on some kind of a diet to have a healthy physical heart. What about the spiritual heart? Do we think that our heart will become a healthy spiritual heart all by itself? we're not going to do any spiritual diet and our heart is going to become healthy. No, we have to go on a spiritual diet. That is the spiritual diet of shunning sins and all these evil attributes that we spoke about. And we have to do some spiritual exercise to make this heart into a healthy spiritual heart. And that is the spiritual exercise of zikrullah, tilawat, ibadat, and islah, and tazkiyah, and purification. Then, my dear friends, we can then say that inshallah, we hope that we will be able to present a qalbun salim before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. So it is wishful thinking to think that automatically my heart is going to become a pure, clean and sound heart which I will present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith sharif regarding the heart that ala inna fil jasadi lamudgha idha saluhat saluha al jasadu kullu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kullu ala wa hiya al qalb inna hadhihi al qulub tasda'u kama yasda'u al hadid idha asabahu al ma. The hearts also become rusty, the hearts also become sick. These spiritual hearts become rusty, they become sick. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Everything has a polish that we have to polish and shine it. Otherwise, it's going to become dull, it's going to become dirty. We have to polish it and shine it. What is the polish of the heart? The polish of the heart is ذِكْرُ. So my dear friends, this is what Ibrahim alayhi salam's legacy is. The legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam is a pure and clean heart, a sound heart. One of the legacies of Ibrahim alayhi salam was the attribute of hospitality. Allahu Akbar. Such was the hospitality of Ibrahim alayhi salam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the hospitality of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Holy Quran. When the guest arrived, هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون فراغ إلى أهله فجاء بعجل سمين فقربوا إليهم قال ألا تأكلون. إبراهيم عليه السلام, Allah praises him in the Holy Quran, his quality of hospitality, that he would, when the guest came, he didn't know who they were, he did not recognize them, but immediately he went to his family and he said, bring a nice fat animal. And that fat animal was slaughtered, the food was prepared and it was presented to the guests. The hospitality of Ibrahim alayhi salam was renowned. It was said regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam that he would not partake of a meal until he did not have a guest sitting with him. He wouldn't eat if there was no guest at his table. The same qualities mentioned regarding an eminent sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that he would not eat until there was a guest sitting with him at his table, at his dastarkhan. One occasion, regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam, on one occasion, he was looking for someone to sit and join him for a meal. He found one elderly man, old man. So he caught hold of him and he told him, come sit down, come join me for meals. So the old man came, sat down. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, read Bismillah, take the name of Allah, partake of the meal in the name of Allah, that Allah who provided the meal for us, partake of the meal with the name of Allah. He said, I don't believe in Allah. He was not a Muslim. He was an idol worshipper. I don't believe in Allah. Why am I going to take Allah's name? When he said these words, Ibrahim alayhi salam became beside himself with rage and anger. And he told him, if that is the case, then go from here. You're not worthy of sitting on my tablecloth. You don't want to take the name of Allah who provided this food for us. You don't deserve to sit here. Get up and go away. So the old man got up and he walked away. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi and revelation to Ibrahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Ibrahim, why did you chase my servant away from your table? He said, O Allah, he refused to take your name. He didn't want to take your name before eating. He didn't want to read the Bismillah before eating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Ibrahim, from 70 years, he hasn't taken my name, but I haven't stopped feeding him. One day he didn't take my name and you chased him away. Go and call him and make him sit down and let him partake of the food. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam is running behind him and begging him and pleading with him and appealing to him that please, the man is angry. He said, no, leave me, you sent me away. He said, no, please, come back. He said, why you changed your mind? He said, no, come, sit down. You don't have to read Bismillah. Just eat anyhow. What made you change your mind? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this wahi and revelation that 70 years and more, you've been eating Allah's bounties. You never took Allah's name, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never deprived you one day. And one day you didn't take the name here and I sent you away. The old man was shocked. He was overwhelmed. He said, really? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this revelation to me. He started crying. He said, undoubtedly Allah has been the one who was feeding me all these years. And I did not recognize him. I did not read, take his name. On the spot there, he recited the Shahada and he brought Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this incident to turn his heart, to give him the understanding and realization, gave him tawfiq to repent, he made tawbah. So this was one of the outstanding attributes and qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he was extremely hospitable. And my dear friends, like that, there are numerous other attributes of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Shakiran li an'umi. Shakiran li an'umi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was very, very grateful for our favors. This was an outstanding attribute and quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he had a lot of shukr in him. Grateful. This was the attribute of Anbiya alayhi salam, to be grateful. This is also another attribute that's gone out of our life. We may say Alhamdulillah when we, after eating the meal, we might read the dua after eating the meal, but at the same time, the person who cooked that food, there's no gratitude for that person. We're condemning that food, we're complaining about that food. So what shukr have we fulfilled then? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to us, "Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah." If you can't be grateful for the people around you, that very wife who cooked the meal, you can't appreciate and be grateful to her, then what gratitude are you showing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incomplete and deficient, because you are not showing gratitude to the people around you. These are those attributes that we have to acquire and inculcate, my dear friends. Then we are living the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's not just a matter of taking a sheep or a goat or a cow or a bull or an ox and passing the blade over and walking away and going back to our old way of life. It is to inculcate the whole way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is one aspect of it. The willingness to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this qurbani? It's a symbolic act. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he became very attached to Ismail alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to see, is his attachment to his child, is his attachment to his family more than his attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to test Ibrahim alayhi salam, that where is your attachment? Are you willing to detach yourself from those things that you love so much, but which could take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to see. So when we putting the knife on the throat of the animal, think for one moment, what are the things that my heart is so attached to that may be taking me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and put the knife on those attachments. We are not slaughtering just the animal, we are slaughtering those attachments that are detaching us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.